Well, what should I expect, Dr. B, if I take your challenge and fast? Well, the first thing you need to expect is a little brain fog in the first 3 days. It's going to happen, folks. You're not going to think. You might not be able to get your words out and your sentence structures out, because those first 3 days are the hardest. If you only go on a three-day fast, well, you've missed the easiest part of it, because it gets easier after that. Your first 3 days, you think you're going to die. The first 3 days is the absolute most difficult part of the fast. What should I expect? Expect to get a little weak. You might have to take some naps in the middle of the day. Some of you just signed up right then when I said that. You might have to take some naps. Yes, God told me to take a nap in the middle of the day because I'm on a fast. Yeah, you'll have to do that to just keep your strength. You may go to bed early. That's normal. Somebody say that's normal. So don't think something's wrong. Your breath may smell. That's normal. Turn to your neighbor and say that's normal. Now, don't turn to them and say, and that's normal for you all the time. I didn't want you to say that. I want you to know that when you fast, sometimes you have a little halitosis that comes around. When you fast, you have to take naps. When you fast, you might get a headache. Not everybody does, but you might get a headache. All of this is normal. When you fast, you're probably going to lose about a pound a day. After 10 days, you'll start losing 2 pounds a day. If you fast for 21 days, you'll probably drop 30 pounds in 21 days. That's not a diet. That's not a good diet. But fasting cleanses your body from toxicity. Fasting is good for your soul, but it's also good for your body. It allows your organs to reset and your body to cleanse itself and to get rid of the toxicities in your body. Fasting, if you look at the Old Testament root word and the New Testament root word, it literally just means one thing: abstain from food. That's all it means. Abstain from food. Now, I know that there's a lot of reasons already that people say, well, I can't fast because. Now, all that means to me is you can't do a total fast. You can fast. You may not be able to do a complete fast, a total fast, because you've got a diabetes issue or you've got some health issues, and we don't want you to damage your health. And so we don't want you to do something that's going to damage your health, because you're test your healing any way you want to, but not on a 21-day fast. So if you need to test your healing, you need a piece of cake and see if your blood sugar went down. That's how you test it. But I don't want you hurting your bodies. But you can fast something. Okay, Dr. B, my health won't allow me to fast everything. Yeah, but give up your peanuts. You can live without that. You don't have to have that to live. Give up your coffee. Some of you just said, oh, Lord, Jesus, help us. I know, that's where that headache is probably going to come from. Give up your sodas. Give up something. There's a lot of ways to fast, but the only way to fast is to give up food. Something that you want to consume. The only way in New Testament and Old Testament words, the root always means to abstain from food. Now, there are several ways to fast, and I'm going to show you these on the screen. Several ways to fast. There's the absolute fast, which is no food or water. It's very rare, but if you do that, you can't do that over 3 days. You'll damage your body. So if you're not going to eat or drink, that's a three-day fast maximum, unless, you know, the Lord gives you some type of spiritual strength. Even when Elijah fasted 40 days, he was by a brook, so he got to drink. So we're not talking about doing without water all this time. The next one is a normal fast, which means abstaining from food and drinking lots of liquid. Even if you fast 2 meals a day and eat 1 meal a day, you're still fasting. So understand this. You don't have to, if you can't do a full, a total fast, do something. But I need for us to break through in the spirit realm. I need for us to go to new levels. We cannot sing our way to new levels or preach our way to new levels or just pray our way to new levels. We have to go together. We have to be in unity and get there together, because a corporate fast will bring a corporate anointing and a corporate blessing that is so much bigger than just an individual fast. This is the time to do this, because your brothers and sisters, I'm going to do it. I want you to do it. We're going to get on board together and do this together. So a partial fast is like a Daniel fast. Daniel basically abstained from animal products, meat and dairy and eggs. And he ate only nuts and vegetables and drank water. So if you want to do a Daniel fast, that is a fast. That's a bona fide fast that the Daniel and the three Hebrew boys in the book of Daniel did. And so then there's also the liquid fast, which means that I'm not eating any solid foods, but I'm still going to have my coffee, and I'm still going to have some tea, and I'm still going to drink things and juice if I need to, but I'm not going to eat any solid food. So that's a different kind of fast. So choose your fast. That's what I'm challenging you to do. Choose your fast and choose your time frame. We have 21 days to come together. Everybody shout, come together. We have 21 days to climb the mountain. We have 21 days to do something in unity, total unity. We can't just do this. We must do this together. Only together can we break the yokes of bondage. Only together can we break dissension in its ranks. Only together can we see the unified body of Christ rise to the place that God wants us to be. Only together can this happen. So I'm challenging you. Pick your days, pick your fast, but please participate. We need everybody on board. Whatever that means for you, if you're just giving up peanuts, we need everybody on board because I am tired of the prayer list getting longer. I'm tired of the saints falling down and breaking their bones. I'm tired of diseases attacking God's people. I'm tired of sick babies that can't get rid of their cough and their fevers. I'm tired of influenza that goes on and on and on. And because we're a loving environment, we pass it around. And just like so many people right now have it. I mean, lots of people in our fellowship have it right now. I'm tired of that. We can live. I don't know how to say this other than the only way I know how to express it. There is a divine bubble. Maybe bubble is not the right word, but there is a divine shield that God can put over the body of Christ that has come together in one mind and one accord. We don't have to take it sitting down. If we can come together, we can see God move on higher levels. We can see God break through things that can't be broken through any other way. We can see the spirit and power of God heal families and heal bodies and heal finances and all of these waiting rooms and all of these lines. Let's get the fast pass and fast forward. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to win souls. I am ready to do kingdom work. How about you? Are you ready to go fast with the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5, indeed it came to pass when the trumpeters and the singers were as one. I want you to see this. They were as one and they made one sound, only then that the house of the Lord was filled with glory. We have got to start singing one song and expecting one thing. We've got to start praying the same prayers. And listen, guys, if you're in the body of Christ, quit praying against other Christians. Ask the Lord to heal them and straighten it up. But don't ask God to hurt them and ruin them. I mean, we need every soldier we can get right now. We are not fighting the church. We are fighting the kingdoms of this world. And we need to have on the whole armor of God to do what God has called us in these last days. They were as one. Everybody shout, as one. They were as one. They made one sound. Say one sound. And only then did the glory of God fill up that house and fill up that room. I think verse 14 is, there you go. So that the priests, when the glory of God filled up the room, the priest could not continue to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house. I want to see God move in a way that when I come into the room And when Braden comes in this room, the Holy Spirit says, Braden, you're not going to sing what you prepared. I want you to sing this instead. And we get on God's agenda. I want to come into the room when the Holy Spirit says, I know what you want to say, but tonight you're going to say what I want to say. And you're going to say it exactly the way I want to say it. And I'm about to transform and change lives. I am ready for God moments. I'm ready for transformation. I'm ready for God to take us higher. And we can do this. The DNA is in the house. Let's get the glory in the house to go with the DNA in the house so that we can see God's fulfillment for the prophecies that He's given to us.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have 4 ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee, 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
See, disunity doesn't always mean division. Disunity doesn't always mean that we're polarized or against one another. Disunity doesn't always mean that someone's arguing or gossiping. Sometimes disunity means that we're just not in one mind and one accord. We're not asking for the same things. We're not looking for the same results. We're not looking for all. So tonight I'm going to help us by the grace of God with that before I finish this. Acts 2. Some of you can quote Acts 2:1. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were what? With one mind and one accord in one place. Now, I want us to read this together. When the day Pentecost has fully come, everybody say this out loud. They were all with one accord in one place. That is what God wants us. He wants us in one mind. He wants us in one accord. He wants us saying and believing for the same thing. And notice what happens down in verse 4. Jonathan, just move on down to verse 4. I know I gave you several of those, but Acts 2 and 4. And they were, somebody tell me what that fourth word is. And they were, wait a minute, say that again. You mean not just part of them? Are you telling me that when the body of Christ gets in one mind and one accord, everybody can get blessed? Are you telling me that God can save everybody's house? Are you telling me when God told Cornelius, He said, I'm going to save you and your whole household? Is anybody ready for cousins to get saved and aunts and uncles to come to the Lord? Anybody ready for your neighborhood to get blessed just because you live there? The day of Pentecost was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit when they come in one mind and one accord and all got filled. Everybody got filled. I want to see God move in such a way. I won't be happy just because I'm free. I want everybody to be free. I want everybody to be blessed. I want a corporate anointing to hit this house so that your business gets blessed and your marriage gets blessed and your family gets blessed and everything on your prayer list gets shorter and shorter because God accelerates your answered prayer because of a corporate anointing that He's poured out upon the house. I'm ready for corporate favor. I'm ready for corporate answers to prayer. I'm ready for corporate healing and corporate transformation and corporate gifts to be poured out and corporate breakthroughs. I don't just want a breakthrough. I want you to get a breakthrough and the person beside of you to get a breakthrough and the 10,000 people that watch online every week, I want you to get a breakthrough. I want you sitting there in your living room across this country and in many countries around the world, over 10,000 people that tune in every single Tuesday and be a part of this service. I want you to get a breakthrough in Canada and get a breakthrough in Mexico and get a breakthrough in the UK and Australia, wherever you're listening. I want God to bless everything attached to this house. How many of you are ready for unity? How many of you are ready for one mind and one accord? How many of you are ready for everybody to get blessed? When this happens, everybody gets free. Everybody gets favor. Everybody's business gets blessed. Everybody's family gets blessed. Everybody's bodies get healed. That is the power of a corporate anointing. That's the difference in an anointed minister or anointed singer. Unless I'm there in front of you pouring out my gift or touching you, that's the only point of contact. But when the whole house, when the glory fills the house, it doesn't matter. The usher can tap you on the shoulder and you can get healed. The nursery worker can pick up your baby and that flu can go just like that. The children's church can minister to your children and God can see them healed right there where they are. I want to see a corporate anointing. Is anybody tired of the prayer list getting longer? Is anybody tired of families getting sick one after another? Is anybody tired of marital strife and family strife and tension in the home? Is anyone tired of financial struggle? Is anyone tired of getting over one thing just to have to deal with another thing and it feels like it's never going to go away? Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, there is a better way. There is. You do not have to be stuck in that endless cycle of pain. There is a better way. God can give us a fast pass if we're willing to pay the price for it. God can move us forward if we're willing to pay the price for it. But it can't happen unless corporately we come together in one mind and one accord for one purpose. I want to close with a couple of scriptures and then I'm going to come to a close. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout Judah. So Judah gathered together and asked help from the Lord. Now I want you to notice this. Judah came together and asked help from the Lord. He proclaimed a fast throughout the entire country. And they were all fasting. You know why they did that? Because three armies were on their borders. Three nations had come together to destroy Judah, and they had no defenses against them. Their army was not big enough. And so he said, unless the Lord fights this battle, we're going to lose this battle. And so he called a fast, a national fast. And then the Lord said, I want you to take out your army against these, but I want you to do something you've never done before. Let the choir go in front of them. Now, I tell you, the choir, you got to be tough to be in that choir. Let the fire go in front of the army. And they started singing, the Lord's mercy endures forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you know what the Lord did? The Bible says that God turned these nations on each other. They got jealous or something happened because instead of fighting Judah, they started slaughtering each other and not one of Jehoshaphat's arrows ever got fired. Not one of Jehoshaphat's spears ever got thrown. Not one shield had to be raised because they did not even fight in the battle and the three nations destroyed each other and they went and picked up the spoils for days and days and days. Oh yes, when you get a corporate anointing, it can destroy every enemy on every front. You are not alone when you're in the body of Christ. You're not alone when you're in the family of God. If you will stand with God's family and be under a covering that is anointed, I promise you that God can destroy your enemies and you don't have to fight them all by yourself. Is anybody ready for that tonight? It's a good thing LeBron's not on that Hammond B3 or I'd preach all night. So I've got to bring this thing for a landing. I feel like preaching tonight, and if he felt like playing, I think I'd just shout all over the stage and preach you happy till midnight. But we got to bring it to an end. Acts chapter 13. As they ministered to the Lord, look at Acts chapter 13. I'm going to start reading in verse 1. Now, in the church that was in Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, Niger, Lucius, Cyrene, Menon, who were brought up with Herod the Tetrarch. Now, that's a whole story right there. They're brought up under the Roman government. And Saul. But as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit came upon them and said, instead of doing what you plan to do, I want you to do this. He said, you're teasing me, aren't you? You're teasing me, aren't you? He said, I want you to do what I'm asking you instead. And I want you to look at the last part of this verse. as they ministered, let's go all the way to the very end there. There we go. I think we're close. There we go. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, that's the part I want you to see. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them, and I will send them out. You need to understand this. They fasted and prayed before every decision. The elders fasted and prayed before making the decisions. Before you start your new year, I'm imploring you, fast and pray. Before you make your New Year's resolutions that some people break by February, fast and pray. Before you join the gym and then drop out in March, fast and pray. Before you, and that's a joke except for me, and then that's the truth. But and before you do some of those things that you're planning on doing, fast and pray. Don't make major decisions when you're upset. I promise you, you will regret almost every single solitary decision you make when you're upset. That's not the way to make a life decision. Go before the Lord. Wait on His peace. Wait upon His grace. Wait upon His confirmation. And when you get peace and confirmation and you know that you've sought the Lord, then go forth and God will bless it. I want to tell you, body of Christ, you don't need anything that God hasn't blessed. You don't need anything so bad for yourself that you're willing to walk outside of the blessing of the Lord. You don't need a job that bad. You don't need a husband that bad or a wife that bad. Yeah, you might need one, but you need God's plan or it's just going to go south on you. Seek God. Come before the Lord before you change your jobs, before you change your homes, whatever you do, come before the Lord. So I'm imploring you. Come before God in fasting and praying, and when you get His okay, you can go forth with absolute confidence.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.